It's the start of the biggest travel window across the US for millions. Christmas and New Year holidays start here, and the threat from the Omicron variant hasn't kept people home, but has given them some worry.
I'm very concerned about it because the flights are full, inside the lobby is full, on the planes are full.
COVID testing lines are back too, some people waiting hours to get checked out.
My brother woke up not feeling good with a fever, and I got a text during lunch saying that he got it, so this place is always open.
The variant is now in at least 40 states. Places like Connecticut and Michigan are seeing significant surges in hospital admissions. New York State has seen its highest single day reporting of infections since the pandemic began. 21,000 new cases on Friday, a record experts are predicting will soon be broken.
Omicron is here. It's going to start to spread much more rapidly at the beginning of the year. And the only real protection is to get your shots.
Meanwhile, a federal court has reinstated the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for big companies. That means workers at companies with more than 100 employees will have to either be vaccinated or undergo weekly testing. An appeals court saying the government must be allowed to respond to COVID dangers as they evolve. Some Republican states oppose the idea. It's a measure which is now almost certainly going to end up being argued at the Supreme Court. For the White House, though, it's a small victory in a sea of much bleaker news. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Washington.